Are you in the midst of tough times right now? Seems like most of the people I know are. Whether it's finances, work issues, relationship issues at home, or your car just isn't running well. It seems like most everyone is struggling with something these days. And with all those other problems that you're having right now, the last thing you need to worry about is whether God is interested in you and your problems. I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share with you some hope for today about the fact that God is waiting to be gracious to you. In Isaiah 30, verses 18 and 19, the ESV tells us that the Lord Himself gives us hope for today as He says this, "Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as He hears it, He answers you." Did you hear that? Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. We saw grace when He sent His Son to be our Savior. Grace is often costly and usually changes things we cannot change ourselves. And God, right now, is waiting to be gracious to you. A little skeptical? Then hear again as He continues. He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. God is waiting to show off His giving of mercy to you and I. What's the difference between grace and mercy, you ask? Well, mercy withholds what we deserve. I make enough mistakes over the course of a month that most of my relationships would end if it wasn't for the mercy of others. Do you know what I mean? A harsh tone, maybe a critical look, but mercy. And God wants to shower you and I in grace and show off His abundant mercy to you and I right now. Are you thinking, how do I sign up? Well, God says, "Blessed are those who wait for Him. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry." God tells us that we have to get vocal. We will have to be transparent. We will need to get alone and cry out to Jesus. And as we unload the pain and unpack the pressures, as the tears flow down our faces and our cries fall from our lips, God hears and He brings grace. He brings mercy. Do you remember God's promise? He says, as soon as He hears it, He answers you. These aren't silent prayers. They are vocal. They are vibrant. They are voluntary. There is hope for you today. Just get alone with Jesus. Unload the emotions verbally, vocally. Cry out to Jesus. He will hear you. He will answer you. Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives and His abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org.